You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 29 and verse 29. The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may all do the words of this law. The scripture says that there are things that belongs to God, and you must recognize it, the sacred things. Brethren, we know so little. Even things that we can see physically, we don't understand it. How much more things that we can't even see? We all relate with the wind, but nobody really can tell how exactly is the structure of the wind. Where is the wind stored? Where does it come from? We all relate with the rain, but if you throw water upwards, it just falls right back. But rainwater is sustained and comes down in a manner that is convenient for us. How shall we explain such? There are many things that we see, we interact with daily, that we don't even understand, physical things. Now, if you look at outward space, if you use a telescope, you could even see planets on some telescope. You could see outer planets. You could see so many things. Yet we don't understand them. We don't know their structure. We don't know why they are there. But we can see it physically. How much more spiritual things? Therefore, I want to warn. Have you noticed that there are people that the question they are always asking are questions that do not directly impact on their edification or their work with Jesus? They are questions that are just questions for argument's sake. So you will see somebody will say that, okay, so how did Adam have so many children? How come? Somebody may begin to ask, how come they were able to wake up Samuel from sleep as a dead person? Now, when people begin to ask those kind of questions, be very careful. Chances are that person is not rooted in the faith. You see, the temptation of Satan is that it brings thought to people's heart in the form of questions. When he was going to tempt the woman, what did he say? Did God really say? That was a question. So many people don't know that many of the questions on their heart are not even from themselves, but that they are from Satan. But they've bought into it. They've accepted it. So how come people don't ask about how to live for Jesus? Jesus said, if you hear the sayings of mine and do it, he said, I will liken you unto a wise man that built his house on the rock. Now, you have not finished doing the word of our Lord Jesus Christ. You are asking about deep things that even the answer will not be about any edification to your life. You must understand that there are things in the scriptures that we don't understand. That is the fact. That is the truth. And God intended it that way. There are things that God is gradually revealing to us. When I read the book of Revelation some 25 years ago, there are things I didn't understand. Today, there are things I have better understanding. But there are yet more things that I do not know. You see, what is more important is what he has revealed. He said, but those things which are revealed belongs to us, so that we can obey him. Brethren, that is what is important. Avoid foolish questions. Have you finished learning Jesus? Have you finished obeying Jesus? That you are asking questions about deep things, that the answer will not even help your walk with God. May you receive under the name of Jesus. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.